Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What random thing could you win an Olympic medal in?
Ooh, there's a few that I could probably win.
Yeah, so the Olympics announced that in 2024, they are going to include breakdancing, which sounds really hard.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever medal in a real Olympic sport, but there's so many things in my life that I do well that accomplish nothing.
Okay.
Like, I have the ability to perfectly pop a bag of popcorn, and the key is to add an additional 30 seconds to what it says, but then stand close to the microwave, which might be a little bit of a risky thing to say.
Of course.
And whenever you hear more than 3 seconds without a pop, it's time to pull it.
Oh, so no kernels left behind.
I mean, I might get one.
Okay.
But usually none.
That's still a good ratio. You definitely get the gold medal in
right?
a popcorn bag.
Totally. What about you? What would you get the gold medal in?
Well, because we don't have yards here in the Pacific Northwest, specifically at townhouses in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Normally mine would be mowing my lawn with perfect lines.
Yeah.
But it's not. So it's vacuuming with perfect lines.
Oh. Is that how you're living out your dream right now? You want like a riding vacuum to just take through the house?
I actually, yes, I do. I pretend my vacuum is my lawnmower. Sometimes I even get real, you know, nasty and drink a beer while I'm vacuuming.
That is sad on so many levels. We put it up on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. Bobby has a real skill. Hers is folding fitted sheets.
Whoa.
I didn't know anybody could actually do that.
I didn't know they were foldable.
Kim said hers is stuffing envelopes in a job that she had in the past that was part of her like workload.
I've had to do that as a job task before. I hated it.
Oh, I feel like I would get a lot of paper cuts. And then Janae said whistling and humming at the same time.
Is that even possible?
I could kind of do it, I think. It sounds like a really bad spaceship landing. So what random thing could you meddle in? 503-733-5105.
Training my cat.
Training a cat?
Yeah, I trained my cat to sit, spin, and stand pretty. And I even trained her to like know when it's bedtime and come to bed with me.
I didn't know you could train cats. This is phenomenal.
It's a little bit harder than training a dog because dogs are, you know, cooperative with treats and a lot of patience. It's feasible.
See, I was always under the impression that the cats would prefer to train the person.
And that's not completely wrong. I just happen to get a cat that's eager to please me.
Well, that's good. He sounds like a very happy cat.
That's great. I was overwhelmed and just proud of myself when I taught my wiener dog how to fetch because I thought that was impossible. But here you are. You win the gold. You win multiple gold medals.
I didn't even think cats were trainable.
I mean, I saw Meet the Parents. I didn't know if that was like a real thing. Oh, what random thing could you win a medal for?
Definitely procrastination.
If that's a category, I could be competitive in that.
I think there'd be a lot of competition. It would be a huge event, but I think I might be able to get like at least a bronze.
Do you procrastinate like everything in your life? Is it just like cleaning? Is it work? Is it
like I'm one of those people that starts a project like really like gung-ho and then loses interest and then I'm like I gotta finish that. Level of unfinished projects is pretty huge.
See, my favorite thing about procrastination as an Olympic event is I feel like the general dress and attire would be sweats.
Probably.
Yes.
I would excel at that.
But you're not breaking a sweat because you're putting it on.
No, I'm just comfortable, though.
See, I'm the opposite in my procrastination. I don't jump from like project to project. Instead, I just sit there and I go, man, I should probably get up and do that. Nah, I'll watch another show on Hulu. Like, that's my level of procrastination.
I really rely on, like, a deadline or, like, some sort of level of stress to actually get me to do something to finish it.
There's got to be, like, an imminent threat of danger or loss of something, yeah.
Yes. I'm a people pleaser, so if someone's going to get upset, I am on it.
What random thing could you meddle in? The Olympics announced that they're going to include breakdancing in 2024. And that just sounds hard. We want some obtainable goals.
Procrastination does sound good, though.
We put it up on our social media, 105.1 The Buzz. On Instagram, this is my new favorite one. Lindsay said complaining. I would get a gold in that. And so many. I would be the Michael Phelps of complaining.
I can confirm.
How dare you?
Guaranteed, I could win an Olympic medal in loading the dishwasher. It is my thing. I'm so good at it. My roommate will tell you, I will go in and rearrange her dishes because they're not in there right. I can rearrange the dishwasher and fit more things in every time.
My husband is the exact same way. He has rules. He's like, the cups cannot go in the bottom. They right. don't need to be cleaned as heartily as the plates do. And I'm like, who cares? They're all going through.
Yes, but I really like when they all face the same direction and you put the mugs in with the handles in the same spot. And yeah, I'm a lot.
That's intense.
Lot. Yeah.
Man, I get 5 things in my dishwasher and hope they all get clean.
I don't get mad at other people if they don't load it the right way. I just go in and change it.
So. Oh, see, I know not to start it because I know my husband Boo Bear will come behind me and just rearrange everything. I don't even know why he asks me to do it in the first place because it won't be right.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's the effort that counts, Liz.
You know what, though? Sometimes I do play a little dumb when I'm feeling lazy. Just because I don't actually want to do it.
You're like, nah, I don't know. You do a better job anyway, honey. You do it.
What random everyday task could you win an Olympic medal in? They announced that they're adding breakdancing to 2024. And that just sounds too hard. We want attainable goals. We put it up on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. Bobby said folding fitted sheets.
That is incredible. I didn't know they could be folded.
I didn't know that could even happen.
I'm actually really good at whistling.
Oh,
well, give us a whistle.
What up, Harry Potter?
Yeah. I don't know why my parents each blow different directions when they whistle, one out, one in, and they both taught me, so I can just continue to whistle.
Can I tell you a secret? That is one of my hidden talents as well.
You can whistle both ways?
I can. I can whistle just about any song you give me.
Just do whistle while you work. Now do it while you're sucking. Easy. Easy. I feel like you're going to get winded over there.
How dare you? That's a really bad example. But like, I annoy people with my whistling.
Oh, same. I was whistling the other day while I was doing some laundry and my roommates downstairs started whistling. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
If this is a competition, you're like, I'm going to have to ask you to slow your roll down there because I'm about to win.
100%.
We could do synchronized whistling, though. That's how we could all get in on this together for the gold. Because I don't want to compete against you.
No, I love it. We'll represent the U.S. team.
True story. That's one of my like subconscious quirks. Mm-hmm. Everyone I've ever lived with, they know when I'm getting a snack because you'll hear me whistling in the cabinet. And I don't even know that I'm doing it. And they'll be like, did you get something to eat, Liz? And I'm like, why? Because I'm fat. And they'll be like, no, because you were whistling. And I'll be like, oh, well, it's true.
I have this vivid image in my head right now.
Oh, what could you medal in the Olympics? They added breakdancing for 2024, which seems really hard. Yeah. We would rather have an attainable skill. We put it up on our social media, 105.1 The Buzz. And oh my goodness, some of the things these people are putting are real skills. We have a hula hoop champion from 1998.
That's fantastic.
Liz and Mike in the mornings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.